Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Bull River by Robert Knott. Read for you by Rex Lynn. Chapter 1. We rode hard up the road to the governor's mansion. Virgil was on his chestnut stud, Cortez, and I was riding Tornado, a big black gelding with a white lightning bolt-blazed face I'd won in a game of faro near Odessa. When we got to the gate and entrance, two sentries tried to stop us, but Virgil flashed his badge and we passed on through. The setting sun flickered behind tall pecan trees as we galloped up the drive to the mansion. At the door, a butler met us, and we entered the stately manor just as the huge grandfather clock in the lobby sounded off six echoing chimes. Virgil's bone-handled coat was on his hip, and I carried my double-barreled 8-gauge.
"I'll have to ask you for your weapons, gentlemen," the butler said.
"No," the governor said, entering the lobby.
"Evening, governor," Virgil said.
"These men are allowed to carry their guns wherever and whenever they please." Then I saw her, Emma, coming down the huge stairs, wearing a pale yellow dress. She smiled at me.
"Everett," Emma said. "So nice to see you again."
"What about me?" Virgil said.
"Oh, silly me," Emma said. "Of course it's wonderful to see the both of you."
At dinner, the governor stood and raised his glass. "A toast to you, Marshal Cole, and to you, Deputy Hitch." The governor paused. He looked to his daughters, Abigail and Emma, and then his wife, before he looked back over the top of his glass held up in the direction of Virgil. "I am so very grateful for what..."